Thank you for holding. Is this John?
Yes, sir.
Hey, John. My name's John as well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am so blessed. It's been good. It's a lot, but it's a good problem to have, I guess. Rather be blessed with too much than too little.
That's awesome, man.
I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Yeah, so I do have a couple. So I have my website built through Wix, and I just got through setting up my SEO, whatever that stands for today, for keywords and all that jazz, to pop up on Google search with certain zip codes. So I guess just a couple of quick questions. Please forgive me or show me grace if I'm wording this incorrectly. What does your company do that makes it different apart from me trying to figure out how to go to Google and pay X amount of dollars per month to show up on their listing? Like, what do y'all do different as opposed to Wix of what I tried to set up just now? And then how long does it take for fruit to come from it? Not necessarily people to call me. I know y'all have no power over that. But how long does it take me to say, okay, I'm going to search painting, and then I actually do pop up on the first page? So I guess those are my first two questions.
Okay. Well, let's address the first one. So I sent you a text message there, and the text is just a simple Google search, like, is Local/ a Google partner? And knowing what the Google partners do, it kind of answers your question. What Wix is going to be providing for you is like an on-website SEO to make it compatible for when you do work with a Google partner and get on the first page of the search results. Does that make sense? They're not actually going to be doing the off-site things necessary, like building your Google business profile and verifying your business on Google and then doing the keyword citations and the algorithm updates that are going to happen on the back end of that Google business profile. Everything they're doing is pertaining to your site, right? You could be on the first page of Google with a Google partner without a website at all, John. You don't actually, it's not a requirement anymore. And those people would make money versus in Wix situation, you can have the SEO done on your website and you can have your website built, but when they go to Google and do that search for your services, they won't see you. And so that kind of excludes you from those job opportunities. It doesn't make money. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So the difference between going with us and working with Google directly is not, there really isn't one. Other than the fact that Google doesn't focus on the local listings. Google would only provide you Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, which is now called Google Verified, which we do also here in-house. But what we're actually calling you about is a Google Places placement, which is above local SEO, but I would say maybe a little bit beneath the local ads because you won't be in the sponsored section.
Okay, cool.
You guys next to the map. So it's a very in-depth answer, but it's not too far off. A lot of times when a business owner is having a problem, they'll tell you to reach out to a Google partner to help you instead of them actually helping you at the Google headquarters.
That makes sense. So I'm going to reword what I believe you just told me, and you let me know if I'm correct or if I'm off base. Okay, so... What makes y'all different as a Google partner is that most companies or affiliates that try to use this service or get this service done use Google partners because Google basically doesn't want to deal with all that stuff. They're focusing on their own thing, and they partner with, you know, hence Google partners, companies like yourselves, to be able to ensure that y'all's clients reach more of the top list. Is that correct?
Exactly. We would do the customer service, the quality control, as well as the actual maintaining and verification of it for the business owner. Google does not do that. Even though it's their main source of income, they have the Google partners actually maintaining it, keeping the business owners happy, and making sure that it's working for them so that way they keep coming back every month.
That sounds awesome. Cool, man. So What is the next conversation?
The next question you had was the turnaround time. The turnaround
yes.
time. Right. So if you signed up with us today, we would ask you to commit to it for 3 months. Typically because in month one, you're going through a lot of Google verification, getting the listings built, getting those listings up and running, doing client interviews, right? Building the full online presence and portfolio for your company. Month two is where you'll actually start to see things pop. Not to say that you can't get ROI in the first month. It does happen. It's pretty common, actually. But we usually say month two is the better month because we don't have to go through that whole setup process over again once we've done it for a business. So there it's just maintaining, and you're actually up there for a period of time where you're able to actually start accumulating clients and feel the tangible ROI from it. We do ask usually for 3 months before you evaluate it just because of a new business. We want to make sure that you guys are up there and give it a allotted amount of time to evaluate it for ROI before you actually
okay.
Say, hey, I do or don't want to do this as a long-term solution. So it is month to month. It's paid out 1 month at a time. You can cancel any time, but we do ask for that 3 month commitment when any new business starts up with us. So hopefully that kind of answers that question as far as the turnaround time.
So it answers the question with the turnaround time in regards to ROI of
yes.
like, you know what I mean, when a person might click or call or whatever have you. But are you saying it takes about a month or two before I'm actually on that first page? Or just a little bit more clarity there. When would I technically be on the first page?
Yeah. So typically when a client signs up, they get a document that they need to fill out and submit back to us. It's required documents in order for Google to verify your company as a legitimate business. A lot of it has to do with the business owner's responsiveness. So for example, if you knock out your client interview later today or tomorrow and you fill out that form and get it back to us, then we'll be able to get you up there a lot sooner than a business owner that's maybe not as active and on top of it. So the guys that do the best and see the quickest turnaround times are the ones that are very adamant about getting everything that we need in order to get you up there. It's not just a, we flip a switch and you're up there. Does that make sense? So
that makes sense.
You wouldn't see results probably in a first 2 week period, realistically, just getting through that verification process and then Google's own server being able to verify it after that they've gotten that information from you.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So month one,
if I'm,
you could see results, but month two is really where we go, hey, you know, basically if you sign up today, you'd be setting yourself up for the beginning of the new year is how I would look at it.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right. I think those are all the questions I have so far.
Okay. Now to the meat and potatoes of it. So I just sent you a text message here with a link to our pricing page. There's a couple of things that I'll be able to work in your favor. One is a new in business credit. The new in business credit is an incentive that Google has for newer companies to help them get started. It allows us to lower the pricing structure on a lot of these packages. The platinum package is the most popular for a new business because usually new businesses don't already have their own website. They don't have all those directory submissions that come within that platinum package. It's the very last one down. Now, it's advertised on there at $599 with a $299 setup fee. Your new in business credit would allow me to reduce the package pricing down to just $299 month to month. And we had a Cyber Monday promotion that'll be able to help you from Monday that I'll roll over. And it'll actually allow us to waive all setup fees. So that'll save you another almost $300. So instead of you paying $898 the first month and then $599 each month after that for the Platinum Bundle, it'd be $299 out the door and then $299 month to month for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Okay.
So it's going to save you
okay.
a pretty significant amount. It'll save you $600 today and it'll save you another $300 every month moving forward.
Okay. So I'm just trying to go over. So I'm also driving through, my freaking, car wash right now too, brother. So sorry, I'm trying to take a look at it as well and not wreck my truck. Okay, so platinum, you're saying it would be $299 a month and $299 today for as long as I continue to use y'all. Is this correct?
Correct. and there's no other charges or surprises. So you won't have any like lead fees, click fees, call fees popping up on you.
Okay. And that would be, let's see here, the directory of reviews monitor after monthly call and conversation tracking on this board. Information Alexa, I know, set up fee. Okay. Okay, cool. And then you're saying it would take approximately 30 days until I'm actually on the Google homepage. I mean, I'm actually on the first page. Is that correct?
Correct. But we want you to verbally commit to trying it for 3 months. So we want you to verbally commit to 90. We feel like if you give it that full quarter, you'll have a long-term marketing solution.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool. And then, what's the French toast? Other question was I going to ask? Okay, cool. If I did move forward with it, I know you said the $299 a month would be good for as long as I continue to use y'all, but is there a possibility of that going up in the next 6 months?
No. No, and we send that in writing. It's a service agreement that you get in writing.
Okay, great. I'm so sorry about the freaking background noise.
It's okay. It's okay. I've been through plenty of car washes. I got 3 of them. But yes, the package is locked in at that $299 rate indefinitely. We send that to you in writing, and then also we have an app and a tracking system that you'll be able to download to help you oversee everything that we're doing for you, and it'll also be in writing there too, that you get that rate and, you know, the Cyber Monday promotion, everything that was applied and why you have that credit, the new in business credit as well. So it'll all be documented.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. The only thing I need to do is I need to call, I have a business mentor, and then talk to my wife too. And so it's 1:30 my time. I don't know what your time zone is.
California.
It's 1:30 my time. California? Okay, cool. Okay, cool. So I'd say give me till, if that's 11:30 your time, 3:30 my time, so a couple of hours, if that's cool. And then do you have a number that I can call you back on?
I do. My only concern is losing that spot. Do you think this is something that your partner and your spouse are going to be opposed to you doing?
I don't think that my spouse would be, but I am a really big council guy. So you said something when we first started talking.
Yeah.
I think you used the word blessed, but
yeah.
There's a proverbs, right? There's a proverbs that says, you know, plans fail for this freaking truck. Sorry, 1 second. It's a park. Right, there you go. Plans fail for lack of counsel. Wars are won through a multitude of advisors. And I've tried a company before in the past, and it went under. And it was a very bitter, difficult season. And I have a counsel right now. He owns like a wealth advisory board. And so I don't like making business decisions without getting his perspective. And I honestly have no idea what his perspective would or would not be. And so I just want to speak to him first. So I can call him right now. I just don't know if he's going to be available right now or if he's not.
Well,
that's
do you want to try him?
3:30.
My representative, kind of like Tara that you were speaking to, they have a qualified candidates list that they're calling out on. I don't want them to transfer me another call while we're just waiting to get the blessing from your spouse and your partner.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Okay, so 1 second. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Will you be available in 20 minutes?
I can be, yeah. I mean, so the way my position kind of works is I oversee a department, right? And there's a bunch of reps, kind of like Tara, that will make these outbound calls. If the business owner is actually interested in signing up, then they'll bring it over to me just because only a certain amount of people are given permission by Google to actually authorize the transactions, and then the calls are recorded. So it's very possible I'm on another call. You know, that's typically what happens. They do a lot of the outbound, and if it gets down to the meat and potatoes of the conversation, then they usually will send them over to me. So I spend a lot of time on the phone.
Okay. All right. Well, stay. All I can tell you, brother, is that I can let you go and I can make a call from my personal phone and make two quick calls, but
yeah,
that might be 20 minutes. I don't operate without counsel. So if I wasn't,
yeah,
you know, it's
for
like,
your counsel.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of that.
So like I definitely, if I wasn't interested, I'm telling you, I wouldn't have taken y'all's call for sure. But like,
yeah,
I have 20 minutes, right, to be able to call and speak to both those people.
Here's what I'll do. I'll put the position on a soft hold here, and I'll give it that 20 minutes, and then I'll follow up with you, okay?
That sounds perfect. I will make the calls now.
Okay. I'll work on something else. I'll send some emails out or something in the meantime.
Awesome, brother. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.